All right, welcome back to The Isolationist again. How good is that? How good is that little intro? Again, it's by a guy who goes by the Apothecary's Assistant. I know I start off with a story, so I'm gonna do one that's a little bit different today, because this entire podcast is gonna be a little bit different today. I want 2016 to be over, you know? If you ask Robert, he'd describe himself as a child, as a man of social dexterity, fine constitution, and firm in his morals. But also, Robert's always been a bullshitter. See, the real Robert was a young man who never got less than an A on a test, but who could do that, get through his studies, quicker and more proficiently than anyone else in his grade. But while teachers saw perfect scores, the rest of the children saw a young man who was hardworking, got his stuff done, but who was just as quick to pick up a rock and throw it at a police car. Now, this is a story about one of those rambunctious moments that came from Robert. See, Robert also had two older brothers, a sister, and a group of friends that as time progressed, he'd realized he would never let go, even into his 90s. See, growing up in the Depression, you made your own fun. Robert was very fun. And one specific day, he decided to start up a game of stickball. But, being that they had no ball, it was with a rock. Yep, these young kids. One would sling a rock at the other one. Would slug it with a stick. And everyone would hope that no one would lose an eye as they went to catch the stick. See, Robert wasn't very good at stickball, even though he suggested it. And everyone knew that being an athlete was not really one of Robert's fortes. So, midway through the game, he broke the bat, walked over out of the field that he was in, and behind the school, walked over to the front of it, and started throwing rocks. Because boredom in the Depression was one of the most dangerous things. Well, Robert had no intention to actually hit a window in the school. He just wanted to throw rocks at the school, or that's what he'd tell you. There was another young boy that he was playing with, who almost immediately went, picked up the largest rock he could find, moved in as close to the school windows as possible, and just bashed one of the windows in. And while the other kids scattered and screamed and ran away, Robert sat down, smiling and laughing. And when the police officer came over, all Robert had to do was explain that wasn't him. He didn't do it, because why would you stick around if you just broke someone's window? And the cop understood that, but Robert decided, because these were different, much easier times, to tell the police officer which one of his friends it was, and it was a young boy by the name of Paul Newman, who would later go on to be a very famous actor and an even more famous salad dressing entrepreneur. Now, the reason why I told that story is because my great aunt died, and that was one of her favorite stories to tell about my grandpa. And there's a couple of things that are really sad about my aunt dying besides just her dying. So here's the thing. Death on its own, I never feel sad about the death on its own, because death is like, you know, death is a question that we all want answered, but no one wants to do what it takes to answer it, you know? Like, we all want that answered now, but we also don't want that answered now. So, that leaves us with this conundrum with being a human being about how to handle death. And for me, it's not death itself. It's not the fact that they're not going to be around anymore that gets me. It's the loss of however many years they were around worth of knowledge. It's the loss of a personality that's on Earth that could be rare, you know? Like, there's just certain type of human beings that don't exist anymore. And to me, my aunt was one of those, or great aunt was one of those. Because, like, I grew up in a family that were nuclear engineers and comptrollers for the state of New York, I have a few nuns and priests in my family, and all really amazingly successful people. But my grandma's side, my aunt was my grandmother's, my great aunt was my grandmother's sister. And on my grandma's side, I love them because they were the poets and the storytellers I always wanted. Now my grandpa, Robert, he is a storyteller, but he's one of the best that I know. But within my family, one of the things that's really, really sad about it, about my aunt going, is a lot of stories are gone now. You know, I didn't see her very often because she lived in the Midwest, but when I did, I never sat down with her for less than 5 or 6 hours, just listening to her tell stories. Like, I didn't know that my grandpa had a brother until she brought him up and explained to me that he was a nuclear engineer. I didn't know my grandpa had two brothers until she explained to me that the other one was, like, the head comptroller or something of New York City. Like, just, you know, they were all extremely crazy successful people, but, like, my grandpa was more willing to tell you about the ridiculous and the funny than actually ever open up about his life. You know, he's got a great story about how his dad built a yacht by hand in a barn, but the guy also never measured the door to the barn, so he couldn't get his yacht that he built out, and it never saw water. I don't know. There's a lot of ridiculous stuff about my family, but what I'm sad about is no one else in my family is a storyteller. You know, my brothers are guys who work in the medical field. My dad is so kind of beaten up by my mom, I guess, that he doesn't tell his ridiculous stories anymore. So it was really just me, my grandpa, and my great aunt, who just really, really were interested in the family dynamics and the family stories. So, you know, like I said, I used to sit down with her for 5 or 6 hours when I saw her and just try and memorize all of the family stories. Again, that's one of the ones that I told at the beginning. But I'm sad now that there are going to be a lot of people in my family tree that I'll never know about now. I'm sad that there's stories about my grandpa that I'll never... Like, my aunt and him had a couple stories that, you know, were the same, but told from different perspectives, and those two wildly different perspectives created for some of the most hilarious stories I've ever heard. When you hear how my grandpa thinks it is, versus how you think my Aunt Helen thought it was. So that's the thing that gets to me the most, is that there's going to be a lot of things that happen in my family that I will never know about. And I think it's important to remember all of that and to keep those stories and that tradition alive and to pass that down. That's something that's known as, you know, tribal knowledge instead of like traditional knowledge, you know? Hold on. Like a soldier. Oof. I remember my first time smoking. But the other thing that's sad about this that happened starts 3 weeks ago. See, where I live, I think I've explained on previous podcasts, is I face the human condition a lot more up here where I live. And that's made me a little bit more accepting of human mortality and our mortality as a whole. Yeah, because right now I know that at least 5 people in my area are going to die this winter. From exposure, just from being out in this, or falling through the ice while they're ice fishing. So I was dwelling on this, or in the summer, you know, at least, you know, 2 teenagers are going to die doing farm work. Something's going to happen, something's going to fall on them. It's not going to be pretty deaths for those kids either. So, a few weeks ago, I was dwelling on that, and I texted all of my friends, all 5 or 6 of them that are left that still talk to me on a monthly basis. I asked them all, who do you think's gonna live longest, you or me? And everyone came back, saying the same thing, saying like, hey, you've been really resilient. We think, or, you know, one friend said, you're way too dumb to die. But the other few said, like, I don't know, if this was 2 or 3 years ago, I'd say 100% you. You're going to die. You're going to be the one that's gone first, probably. But they've all said how in the past few years, I've had a dramatic change in my personality, and that I've been really resilient. And I don't know, I'm healthy enough. But that made me really fucking depressed, because that meant I would, because I'm younger than my brothers and everything, and my 2 cousins do, ass loads of drugs, and one of them has like, you know, 2 DUIs, and the other one, I don't know, I'm probably gonna outlive them too. So I got really depressed over that, and, the thought of being alone, you know? And yeah, it's like, I'm sure I'll have a kid or I'll adopt a kid or something. But having those, being the oldest person in your family, it's not what I want, you know? That's depressing. And so when my great aunt died, that's now the situation that my grandfather's in, is, you know, all of his, that makes all of his family that he grew up with dead. There's no one that knew my grandpa before the age of, like, I don't know, I want to say like 15 when he had kids, to make a joke about how old he is, but I kind of, I'm feeling more serious this podcast. I've been feeling more serious for the past two or three podcasts. But now that's what he's going through, is awe. He's watched every one of his friends die. He's watched his parents die. He's watched all of his siblings die now. And he's the last one holding on. And God damn it, that dude is a fighter. He's in the hospital right now, again, which makes me sad. But no one's told him. The other thing is, because he's in the hospital, no one's told him that his sister died. So, he's just kind of thinking everything's great. But nope. His sister's dead. He has no clue yet. Oh, it's just, that's another thing that's morbid. But it's, think about that. Like, imagine if everyone, what's that stupid song? And everyone, you know, will die. I don't know, I get lyrics wrong all the time. But he's watched it happen, and now, looking at him, and I'm going, oh, shit. Like, that's it. You're the dinosaur now, you know? He's, when he's gone, there's a gap in ages of, like, 30 years between, like, the oldest of his kids and him. Yeah, 30 years is what the gap, sorry, I was figuring that out on my hands. 30 years is going to be the age gap, so that's 30 years of shit we're not going to be able to remember, because he's going to be gone. And right now, I mean, he's doing okay. Mentally, he's not as with it. His fucking body's keeping up. Dude puts away more fucking food than any human being I've ever seen. I mean, that's pretty much all. That's pretty much what he's got now, though, you know? That's the thing about the elderly, is they're always eating, because that's one of the last inputs of, you know, joy, I guess. That's one of those last things that sets off those neurons in the brain telling you that's good. But they can't even really taste it. Oh, God. I can't. That's it. It's like 20 minutes I can be serious until I start going into gallows humor because I got sad. That's a healthy person right there. Fucking, in my head, I just imagine my grandpa sitting alone at Golden Corral, finishing off tray after tray after tray and not putting on any weight because he's 90. His body just doesn't know how to do that anymore. My grandpa's had a million last meals. God. If he dies, I'm going to look back at this podcast and be really weirded out by it. That's another thing. I got to admit, I did something that's always fucked with my head. Some people may remember a guy who went on the internet, went by a Treviso Electric. He was really, really popular, and I'm on like all social media platforms. He died, I don't know, I guess it's 2 years ago now. And 3 days before he died, he made a post that was something like, you know, if I died, like, I forget what the post was. It was about death. And I said, no, but you definitely have at least 500,000 people who are going to pretend like they cared and going to use you to get attention for themselves. And he, apparently, he laughed at it, but a week later, he was dead. And I went back and I deleted that comment because I realized that was the last thing I ever said to him. Funny joke, but I don't think it stands the test of time, you know? Say we all do die and go somewhere and I run into him, he's gonna know that, oh, last thing you said to me was that people are gonna fake care that I died. This podcast gets dark. It's getting dark this week, dealing with mortality. But yeah, like, I can't imagine what, to digress, I can't imagine what he's going to go through when he finds out. Like, I guess after a certain amount, you have to become numb to it, right? Like, everyone else is fucking gone. He's got to understand that, like, you know, oh, I'm the last one. Yeah, like, how depressing is that gonna get for him? This is just all my friends. If all my friends died, I don't know what I'd fucking do. Like, yeah, I don't talk to them that much anymore, but, like, I still need them, you know? Like, my friends are all people I've known for over, like, a decade or more now. Every single one of them. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, I'm old. But I also, this all makes me think, like, you know, how long do I honestly want to stick around for? Like, he's been around for 90 years. 90 years is a lot of time. Like, he remembers when they discovered the pyramids of Egypt. Can you imagine that? When they unearthed that shit and finally figured it out? Like, he... There's just shit that he remembers that I'm like, he remembers segregation when that was cool. Like, that was just, like, how you did it. There's just so much shit that I just never would want to remember. Like, I would never want to go through that. I would never want to look at the world and remember what things were like 90 years before, you know? You're just going to be dated. We as human beings obsolete ourselves. It's something that I don't think I've talked about on the podcast, but we're the only species that purposefully obsoletes ourselves, you know? At a certain age, it's just like, nope. You are not taken serious by society anymore. I guess I dwelled on this a little bit. I forget what I was talking about. I think it was something with racism or something. Was it on here? Hold on. Oh, yeah, I was saying how, like, my grandpa gets away with racism because he's 90 and my dad can't get away with racism because he's only 65. And he's, like, you know, seven more years before he gets the racial card. Yeah, I think I talked about that on here. Fuck, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, I don't want to... Like, I've been around for 30 years now, basically. 29 in 2 months or whatever. Do I really... Like, do I want to do this again? Like, all of this again? Think about that. The first 30 years of my life, do I want to stick around to 60? Do I want to do all this shit again, but in a shittier body? But a, you know, in a brain that's a little bit more developed. Like, is it really worth it? Is that worth it in life? Having a brain that's more developed over not having fucking fun anymore because your fucking body's gone. I don't know. I definitely don't want 60. Has anyone else ever thought of this? Do people think about this? I don't know that people even think anymore, to be honest. We just don't have fucking time for it. No one has time to sit around and just think. I think everyone just does. You know, we're all salmon swimming upstream. Just following our fucking instincts on what to do. What our parents told us we're supposed to do. No one has time to just sit back and fucking think anymore besides me. Maybe comedians and fucking... I don't know. Alright, there's not a whole lot of people that even have the time to fucking think anymore. It's a luxury for me. But yeah, like, how many years? I don't know that I want to do another 20. This has been a long 30 years. Like, a real long 30 years for me. And it's weird. With my memory, I can just go back to all the ones that I've saved that just, you know. I don't know. I think I fucked up the end of this podcast is what I did. Good until right here, guys, when I had a brain fart. I don't know, like, things, I don't know, I don't think things get better as you get older. I just said this joke. I was like, now, if, you know, being 30 means if now if I wake up and something hurts, that's just going to be hurt for life now. Which is true. It's one of those things that it's like, yep, all right, well, that's forever fucking damaged. No replacing that. So do I want to live in a machine? Because that's what the human body is, right? Human body's a machine. There's inputs, there's outputs, there's functioning. You know? Do you do another 20 years? Because then you got to look at what the next 20 years of your life are actually going to be like. And I think that's scary as shit to try and fucking think about that. What are the next 20 years of my life going to be like? What's my plan? What's my goal? What's my motivation to fucking keep going for the next 20 years? What's my motivation for the next 5 years? Oh, shit. Maybe I should just off myself, too. But that's some big picture shit. Some scary big picture shit. It's like the next 20 years of your life, can you imagine? Well, first off, imagine how your body's gonna fucking degrade. Your hair's gonna fucking fall out. Your nails are gonna get fucking hard and brittle. And you're gonna get that yellow stuff. You know, in the next 20 years of my life, I think I want to end it right when I start getting that shit around the corners of my mouth. Every old person. That's when it's over, folks. That's when it's over. Is when you get shit around the corners of your mouth all the time. That's when it's time to just let it go, right? Or maybe it's when you like coleslaw, like way more than you should. A dark morning to have. Yeah, it's just fucked up to like try and think about the timeline of my life or timeline of your life in general. For anyone, I think. For anyone, it's like, oh shit, you know, I'm not gonna be that young, attractive person anymore, and I'm probably gonna stop giving a shit about being that young, attractive person. I'm gonna give up on that. So how is that going to make me degrade even fucking more? Blows my fucking mind. All right. We did it, guys. I want to thank myself. I want to thank my great aunt Helen for dying. And I want to thank my grandfather for living. For this podcast. This morbid fucking piece of shit. God damn it. All right, guys, and so...